town hall. I'm so sorry. Wow, because I want to be very clear. So I want to thank you all for your patience. Can you share that? Did you hear me, Huling?
No. Because of the noise background. Sorry. So sorry.
I'm going to ask everyone to mute themselves if they're not on mute. Huling will have an opportunity to unmute and ask questions later on. My apologies, but we are recording this, so it's very helpful if everyone could be on mute so the recording could go through clearly. Thank you.
因为我们现在在录音，所以呢，如果你们按静音的话呢，我们就不会录到任何的杂音，而且也可以听到更轻声一些。谢谢你们。Okay,
and I said this earlier, but Huling, I guess you didn't hear. Yeah, that's good. Sorry, my children are trying to figure out whether how can you tell if dumplings are cooked or not. Patience. I know my town halls are very long, and we have the translation, but I do want to answer everybody's questions so that there's clarity and that everybody, you know, has a voice. So, you know, I want to thank you for your patience.
Okay, 校长想感谢所有的家长呢，你们的耐心等待，因为呢，我们的会议呢通常呢会很长，可是呢，校长觉得有需要让每一个家长呢都提可以提问他们所有的问题，而且并且校长可以有机会去解答他们的问题。 所以呢，他很感谢你今天啊，就是很感谢你们有这么好的耐心。Okay,
so I want to give you the heads up that this we're not up to talking about remote learning yet. I am still waiting for guidance, but parts of what I speak about will be related to remote learning. If you can't stay on, that is fine. Once I have more information, I will do another meeting, so that I can keep everyone informed.
OK, 校长想提前呢跟所有的家长呢道歉，是因为呢我们到目前为止呢还没有正确的资料有关于远程学习的状况是怎么样。可是呢，如果你需要早一点离开的话呢，没有关系。如果我们有更先一步的资料的话呢，我们再会开一个会议让你们知道关于远程学习会是怎么样的。然后今天的会议呢也会有一小部分是关于远程学习。
Okay, I welcome you to ask all your questions in the chat. It doesn't matter what language you asked in, you know, like we'll figure it out. But if you have questions, please type them into the chat. I'm gonna get started. PS42 has decided on model 1B, which means we will bring in two groups of children. Ms. Lipsky, if you could show the screen. Okay, Ms. Lipsky is going to show you what it will look like.
Sorry, I'm still letting folks in. Give me one second.
All right, okay. So we opted for this model, and I will have to say, sadly, the smart principal did not think of this. While we had our last meeting, a father came up with this, where it was a bit more continuity because we were people were concerned that B group had the weekend that would break up their third day. So this is what we were approved for. So if your child's in group A, they will come AAA week one. And if your child's in group B, it'll be Thursday, Friday, week one. The following week will be AA for 2 days and BBB for 3 days. That way there's continuity and the only date that changes is a Wednesday. Ms. Lipsky, I'll let you talk.
Should I translate?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Ms. Chin, sorry, not Ms. Lipsky.
Okay. Okay, 42的小学呢将会用这一个模型呢来进行我们的回学校的 混合学习的，然后呢，我们会有两组 A 组跟 B 组。然后呢，上一次开会的时候呢，有一个家长提了一个非常好的建议给我们，他说除了星期五改变的，可不可以改变成另外一个星期？然后呢，我们呢已经先去提交了，就是另外向教育局提交了另外，然后呢，他们说我们可以把星期五的调换日期呢变成星期三，所以呢，你现在 以下看到的这个 A 组跟 B 组呢，将会是你小朋友呢在两个星期以内呢会上学的一个星期几天，已经安排在上面给你看。
Okay, so that was from a, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Lipsky, but it was from someone with the iPad ID of Vinnie Chen. So I thank him kindly. You know, we're in the midst of so much planning that sometimes the obvious is not obvious. Hui Ling?
Okay, 然后呢，校长想非常感谢那个家长，因为呢，他的提议呢，我们有时候呢，虽然是规划，然后有时候规划关规划，有时候呢，看不到这么微小的东西，所以我们现在非常感谢他提议我们接受这一个改变。
Okay, so we will notify you this week what group your child's in. What Ms. Lipsky was able to do was, you know, she did. We are grouping siblings together on the same group. If you don't want your children on the same day, you have to let us know. Like I shared last time, some families, not here, but in other schools have requested that they separate the siblings because they don't want three children at home on two consecutive days where they're doing remote learning. It's a little overwhelming. So if it's issues with pickup, you know, and you need your child to be with another child for reasons of pickup, just let us know. We will notify you. We will be notifying you via School Connects. And if you're a new family, what we will do is we will post it on the website. We will have first initial, last name, and we will show which group. Now, if you're not sure, then just email us. That's the only way we can really share with the new families. It's really hard to, but for the families that are on School Connects, we will School Connects you which group your child's in. Okay, Hui Ling.
Okay.
First name, last initial.
I mean, okay, whatever Ms. Lipsky said.
Okay. 然后呢，校长刚刚说呢，在这个礼拜呢，到星期五呢，你们有可能会拿到你的小朋友的时间表，你会知道你的小朋友呢会是在 A 组或者是 B 组里面的。只要是我们学校就是不是新的家庭的话呢，你们有我们学校的 APP， 然后我们会通过这个 APP 呢发给你，告诉你们知道你的小朋友是在 A 组或者是 B 组。然后呢，如果你不想你的小朋友呢是同一天上学的话呢，或者是你需要有一些学生呢是同一天上学，因为呢方便接孩子的话呢，你必须要跟我们讲，然后我们会安排。如果你不想要你的小朋友同一天上学也可以，可是你要跟我们讲，我们会尽量安排。因为有时候呢，大人在家里呢，如果有三个小朋友，他们同一时间在家里呢，然后家长呢，他们可能不知道怎么样在这没有办法抽空来帮助同一时间帮助三个小朋友，你需要他们分开的话也是可以，可是你要让我们知道的。然后呢，我们呢会，如果是新的家庭的话呢，我们会把那一个那个时间表呢发放在我们学校的网站上面，然后呢会是你的小朋友的名字，然后呢就是姓氏的第一个字母而已 ，OK。不然的话呢，我们可以发一个电邮给你们
，OK。For the families on remote learning, you will get notification from us when that will start and how we will proceed. I don't have any information right now. I'm waiting for the DOE, but at no point will you be placed in group A and B. What you will be concerned about is the scheduling when we do the live teaching.
Okay. 那如远程学习的那些小朋友呢，只要我们收到更进一步的信息的话，我们会呢通知你们的。可是到目前为止呢，我们没有新的信息，我们还在等教育局给我们的通知。然后呢，你们呢不需要担心你的小孩子是在 A 组或者是 B 组，因为他们不会在一个组里面的。你只要知道呢，他们几时呢要去上网上跟老师做网上的学习视频会议就可以了。
Okay, please don't worry. Group A and B, you'll get that information. If you're not sure, Ms. Lipsky, when do you think we can start notifying everybody so that if they don't get it, they know to reach out to us?
If not tomorrow, definitely Wednesday. Our goal is tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll be busy messaging everybody. If you don't hear by Thursday, email us.
Okay. 我们呢会有学生在 A 组或者是 B 组的时间表呢会有呈现给家长们。如果到星期四你还没有收到任何信息的话呢，你可以写一封电邮给我们，我们会通知你。
Okay, I'm going to answer all questions at the end. I'm going to just talk quickly because I know it's late and people are tired. Right now, school is starting September 10th. De Blasio just shared that we are allowed to have classes outdoors. We are not going to have classes outdoors. That space is reserved for physical education. We will give... we're going to measure out spots for Mr. Lavallee. They'll be 12 feet apart because they will be exerting themselves. We will also use the outdoor space so that when possible, we're going to ask teachers to take the children out for some fresh air. We'll be utilizing Seward Park track once I okay with high school for physical education. The reason being why we don't have classes outside is because it's really distracting. We don't have, like, the lunch tables are hard to roll out. If it rains, there is no way we can have the classes outside. We have tents, but it doesn't mean that the covering is waterproof. So we plan to use the outdoor space for fresh air. I don't think anybody should be worried right now about the classrooms. I have a team of teachers going in and they are spacing out the tables to be 6 feet apart. We are up to the fourth floor. We're done with second, third floor and fifth floor. Don't ask me why it's in that order, but we will finish the fourth floor this week. They are in there with yardsticks and the tables are marked off where they should sit on the floor. There's an X on the table to indicate where the child should sit. Like, that is the best protection, 6 feet apart and face masks. So, and our air conditioners are working. We have three that will be, they're in tomorrow to fix. Filters have been changed and we're getting inspected by the UFT and the borough fuel support. Huiling?
Ms. Lipsky, you have something to say?
Okay. No.
All right. Well, no. 9月10号呢还是开学的第一天，然后呢我们的市长呢他有说呢我们现在可以呢有那个就是可以在户外呢做教室的，可是呢我们想把那一个户外的那个空间呢拿来给那个体育课来让小朋友可以出去外面吸收一些新的空气啊，或者是做体育之类的，所以然后外面的那一些呢也是会有社交距离的，每一个小朋友呢都会，有地方都会有标签，让他们知道应该站在哪里，所以他们不会站得太靠近大家。然后我们也会呢去运用 Seward Park 的那个公园，然后呢，可是我们现在呢还是要等他们可以让我们去用的时候，我们也会想去用。然后呢，校长不建议呢在户外呢做一个课堂，是因为呢我们的饭厅的那些桌子呢，他们第一呢很难推出去外面，而且呢如果天气不好的话，下雨的话呢，虽然我们有一些帐篷，可是呢他们不代表是会防水的。 OK， 还有呢就是每一个我们有一个就是一组老师进去每一个教室里面呢去量每一个教室每一个桌子呢都会被标签，有他们会有那个社交距离的标签，这样子呢他们知道呢他们应该在教室里面应该站在哪里的。我们想把所有的户外的都拿来给小朋友出去可以吸些新的空气，可以让他们走来走去，而且我们也有我们也有三架新的冷气机进来了，而且每一个的那个每一个冷气机的隔滤器过滤器都已经被换过了。 OK， 所以在这一方面你不需要担心。
OK， what will the day look like？Our day starts at 8:30, it ends at 2 o'clock. for safety reasons, we may stagger the arrival. My hope is to get the upper grades in first at 8:30. They go right up to the classroom. There was a question about temperature checks. We ordered extra not contactless thermometers. We don't know about our manpower yet. We have some teachers that are waiting to be approved for medical accommodation, but we will do random checks for sure. I do not know if we can do checks at the doorway. Right now the DOE has asked that parents to temperature check. And if you don't have a thermometer, we'll supposedly send you a thermometer and you answer some questions on the app. And when you come in, you show us the phone. You know, that's all logistics that I know they will work out. Huiling?
OK, 然后校长说呢，学校一天呢会从8:30到2:00的，然后呢我们希望有一个错开的时间表，大多数呢都是会是高年级的学生会上学先的，而且呢有家长呢也要问说有没有检查体温表，然后呢教育局呢他们建议家长在家里呢给小朋友检查体温，然后呢他们呢有一个 APP 呢是要家长呢是下载下来，然后呢上学那一天就是在门口的时候给我们看那个 APP， 给我们看你的小朋友的体温是多少。我们自己本身呢也有购买一些呢不需要接触小朋友的那些量体温的体温表，可是呢我们太多学生了，所以只可以一时一时的去检查，不是每一个小朋友都检查，所以我们需要家长在家里量自己小朋友的体温表体温。那如果你家里没有体温表的话呢，你教育局他们好像会发给你们一个。
Okay. They start at 8:30, so 8:30, 4th and 5th, we will try to get them to the classrooms as quick as possible. We will have adults on the stairwell making sure they go into the classrooms. We might bring in, well, if we can manage that at 8:30, we might try to bring in 3, 4, and 5. They'll be using different entrances. We have not worked that out yet. I'm waiting for the signage from the DOE. And then maybe at 1:45, we will let in 2nd and 1st grade and kindergarten possibly. Pre-K, if you're a pre-K family, for the first 2 weeks, we will stagger the hours. Just expect that you should have an adult with your child for the first 2 weeks if you're in pre-K. I am going to let the adults accompany the pre-K student into the class. It will be 45 minutes to 1 hour sessions so that your child can acclimate to the school environment. You will be given a designated stairwell to go up and down. We have to have a break between the groups because we have to put the rooms through a deep cleaning because we are allowing adults in. And this is only for the first 2 weeks. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，如果呢，我们有能力的话呢，我们会让3、4、5年级呢早上呢8:30进来的。然后呢，如果这个呢实现的非常的好的话，我们会让幼稚园1跟2年级呢，他们是8:45进来上学的。然后呢，我们学前班 pre-K 的家长新生的话呢，他们头2个星期呢，我们会有错开的，然后错开的时间表给他们。然后呢。大人呢必须家长必须要跟小朋友呢一起上去教室里面的，然后呢你必须要跟小孩子在同这花1个小时到45分钟呢在那个教室里面呢是陪同他们的，因为呢我们需要他开始就是在教室里面呢可以见 Hello 对，在教室里面呢可以适应一下那个新的环境，然后呢你们会有一个指定的楼梯呢让你们爬上去跟让你们离开的，然后我们中间呢会有一点点的有一点点的时间空开呢，是因为我们必须要你走了以后呢，我们必须要清洁，要重新消毒，才可以让另外一组的小朋友进来学校。
Okay, right now we're working on a schedule for our teachers. We think at this point we can support blended and remote learning. We're still waiting for final decisions for several teachers. I know everybody's worried about that. We are going to do our best to make it work. I did not request for teachers outside. We do have 3 to 4 regular subs that your children all know if they attended the remote learning in the spring. Mr. Corey Moy, Ms. Rachel, Ms. Kevin, and we will add one more to the list, Ms. Joanna. But your children are familiar with them. They know our curriculum. So I wouldn't worry if I were you. School supplies. Please do not worry about school supplies. We have purchased everything already. And as I shared earlier, every student will get a container that will be labeled with the supplies that they need. These are supplies that their teachers have ordered. And while the teachers have ordered, they're in the building. We will give the supplies to the students in school and to the students on remote learning. Our math books, whatever books they need, we have enough for everyone. So do not worry about school supplies. The reason why we did it this way is because we don't want them sharing. Usually, you know, in school, we do teach them to share. This time, we're gonna ask them not to share and to use their own supplies. We don't know what it looks like when it comes to using the blocks. We're trying to figure that out. I think if I were to order extra blocks for the students, I probably won't get them in until November, so we're gonna try to figure that out. Borrowing books. The library has set up a system where whatever books taken out and returned, they put aside from 3 to 7 days, and then it goes back in circulation. We were not sure how we were gonna do that, but if the library is doing it, we will do the same, but we will, you know, just to be safe, we will put the books out of circulation for 7 days. So it's a week. But we do have enough books to support this.
Want to let me translate?
Oh, yeah, first. I forgot about you. I'm sorry, Hui Ling.
Okay. Well, 呢, 有关于老师的时间表呢，就是我们想用我们自己的老师呢，不管是混合还是在远程学习里面呢，我们校长还没有呢去向教育局申请其他的老师，那我们 也有可能呢，就是有一些代课老师呢，你的小朋友呢也有接触过的，因为三月份的时候呢，我们在远程学习开始的时候呢，他们已经有跟那些代课老师接触过的，所以所有的工作人员呢是你的小朋友已经认识的。然后有关于呢学校的那个材料，那我们已经把所有的材料都已经购买好了，而且呢每一个小朋友都有他们自己的容器呢。放里面有他应该要在学校一天用的所有的材料，不管你是在学校上学的还是做远程学习的，每一个小朋友呢都会有他们自己的材料，他们不需要跟任何人分享的。然后呢，虽然我们教书的时候呢会教说你必须要跟其他小朋友分享，但在这个情况下呢，我们是不建议任何小朋友去分享任何东西的。然后有关于那些积木的话呢，我们现在还不太清楚呢积木的到底要怎么样做，可是呢我们现在想说可能多买几个积木盒给小朋友试着拼做积木。然后有关于借书呢，让那个纽约市他的图书馆呢，他们呢有一个方式做，就是每当有一个小朋友还书呢，他们都会把书呢把它拿开，让它放在那边3到7天，然后呢之后才可以让其他小朋友借，所以我们应该也会跟着他们的方法做。
OK。What are some other questions from this morning, Ms. Lipsky, if you can help me out?
Yes, could you talk about after school care providers at university?
Oh, yes, that's right. I apologize. That was very important. After school care, university settlement is definitely open. They sent a survey out to our families. We will post it on School Connects for you to respond. They want to get a sense of what the families need at this point. New families on this call, we will email you their number that you can call or email if you want out here. I do not know how many students they can accommodate. Right now, we have university settlement that's open, Grand Street settlement's open. We will be in contact with them once we firm up the schedule. CBC is open. I do not think CPC is taking in new students. We are working on bringing ISS into the building if possible, and they will also hopefully when their building gets inspected, they'll be able to use their building. So we are working on after school care. We just don't have a definitive answer yet. Huiling.
Okay, 有关于课后补习班呢，我们知道的资料呢，就是 University Settlement 呢，他们是有开的，然后呢，他们也有一个呢，就是那个调查表呢是需要家长填的，因为他们想知道你们的所需是什么东西，而且他们的容量呢也不可以容纳太多学生的。Grand Settlement 也有开 ，CBC 呢也有开，可是 CBC 呢不会接受任何的新生。ISS 呢，他们我们现在呢现在正在计划让他们可以在我们的学校里面呢继续他们的课后补习的，然后等他们自己 ISS 的大楼呢，他们通过了检查以后呢。他们也可能在他们的大楼里面呢进行课后补习的，那些资料呢是我们十一点会有更进一步的抉择告诉你们，我们到现在还没有就是正确的答案。
Okay,
so DOE survey for students.
Yes, I'm so sorry. It's been a really long day and. The DOE should have emailed you a survey. I don't know if it's, is it in Chinese, Ms. Lipsky, and in English?
Yes, I believe that they sent it out in multiple languages. Okay.
So please fill out that survey. That survey is asking if you need childcare on the days that your child is home on remote, well, I won't confuse it. If your child is in person, for blended learning. The DOE wants to know if you need child care on the days that your child is home. Please answer that survey. I think they'll open sites according to the information they get on that survey. It would be wonderful if they would open a site close by so that, you know, if your child's in school for 3 days, the other 2 days, they can go to a center. And I know they're looking for sites to accommodate this. So please respond to that survey. It is not my survey, it's a DOE survey, but it's very important.
Okay, so also share it via email and School Connects in case you did not receive it from DOE directly.
Okay, very good. Ms. Lipsy is going to share it on the website and School Connects, so you can look for it there.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，教育局刚刚呢又发新重新发出一个呢，就是调查表呢，是想去问家长呢说，你需不需要育儿的服务的？然后呢，就是除那些回来上学，就是做混合学习的那些学生，只是给他们而已。混合学习的家长呢，你们去教育局呢，可以填一个调查表呢，是说如果你三天上学，对不对？其余的两天呢，如果没有人看着你的小朋友的话，应该怎么样做？你填这个表格以后呢，教育局就大概会知道他们需不需要在我们这个学区里面呢去开一个育儿中心，让你可以把小朋友呢在他没有上学的那两天或者是那几天呢有一个地方让你们可以把那个小朋友放在那边，所以一定要去填这个调查表。然后这个调查表呢，如果你是我们的就是家长，就是在我们学校读了一年以上的家长呢，我们会在我们学校的 APP 呢会放这个连接，让你可以上网直接去填的。那你只要选那个语言就可以自己填一个表格了。然后新的家长呢，我们会在我们的网站上呢，我们42小学的网站上呢会放这个连接，让你可以上网去填。
Okay, Your child will get all the specialty areas. We plan to have physical education. We plan to have Spanish. We plan to have yoga. We plan to have music. What will look different will be we might arrange it so that they will get physical education for 2 to 3 weeks straight. And then we'll switch them to music for 2 to 3 weeks straight. And then we might switch them to Spanish for 2 to 3 weeks straight. The reason being is that we don't want your children exposed to so many adults, and we have to make sure that the adults are not exposed to so many children. And, you know, that's not definite yet, but we're trying to really do what makes sense to keep all the children safe and the adults in the building safe. So we will have the specialty area for your children, the specialty area teachers. It just might be in cycles. We're working with Third Street Music School for third, fourth, and fifth grade to continue our violin collaboration. It will be via Zoom. We plan to engage Chen Dance for dance classes for the lower grades, and it'll be via Zoom. It's just the logistics right now that we're going to try to figure out. I know parents on remote learning are concerned, will their child get those? We will try to work out a schedule where your child can log on while the teacher is Zooming. You know, that's just all the logistics. You just have to give us time to make sure we can figure things out. My hope is not to leave anybody out, but inclusiveness is really hard at this point when we want to keep everybody safe. You know, we will work it out slowly. I apologize for. Ms. Chen?
Okay, 然后有关于呢,我们的特别课程呢,例如瑜伽啊, 美术啊,音乐啊,或者是体育课呢,我们即将呢都会有那一些课程的。然后呢,可是课程呢,就会有些一点点的改变,是因为呢,小朋友呢,我们不想让他暴露太多的大人,也不想让那些老师呢暴露太多学生。然后呢,我们会有周期,就是每三个星期呢,我们有可能换一个特别课程的老师呢去给你的小朋友的。而且呢,我们也跟第三 接的音乐学校呢，我们也在跟他们在联系，在沟通，怎么样可以让所有的小朋友呢可以持续有那个小提琴的课程，跟成舞蹈呢，我们也是同样的。可是呢，那些课程呢必须要在那个 Zoom， 就是视频会议里面呢，发生的。
Okay，for Mr. Lavallee，each child will get their own equipment if equipment is necessary. We are in the process of ordering equipment for the students who are doing remote learning from home. If they're in school, we have the supplies already. We're working through this slowly. As we think of things, we are adjusting. What else was asked this morning? Someone asked this morning, if my child has a cold and the doctor says it's a cold, do I need to bring in a note that it's not COVID? I am thinking at this point, yes, and I think your doctor would understand, and that would be automatic.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，有关于我们的体育课呢，是每一个小朋友都会有他们自己需要用的材料，就是器材了，好像是如果是球的话，他们不需要跟其他小朋友分享的。而且呢，我们现在也在调整，很多东西都在调整当中，所以呢，等我们有详细的答案，我们会 再跟资讯家长的，然后呢，今天早上呢有一个家长问一个很好的问题，他就是想知道说，如果你的小朋友感冒，对不对？需不需要呢去医生那里呢？就是说医生那里呢，要不要医生写一张纸，说是感冒，而不是新型冠状病毒？OK，那校长说呢，到目前为止呢，我们是希望呢，你可以去医生那里呢，叫医生特别写这一张纸条，因为呢，医生他们也有可能呢，有他们自己要跟进的。 就让我们知道呢，到底是不是普通的感冒这样子，所以你最好去医生那里拿一张医生纸条，写明不是新型冠状病毒。Okay,
I have something
about table shields and face shields, table dividers, face shields, face masks.
Okay, we have a lot of supplies being sent to the school right now. We have over 900 pieces of face masks, and they will replenish. This is for adults and for children. So please do not worry if your child comes to school, they lose their mask, the string snaps. We have plenty of supplies. They've sent sanitizing stations, which the custodial engineer will install in each classroom. We're figuring out where they have to go. They come with very specific requirements on where they should be mounted. They will also be mounted at the entrance. Each child, we think at this point, might have a small container for their desk. This is the hand sanitizer. They're all in the building. It's stored in a room with a sprinkler because they're highly flammable. We have gloves. Adult gloves and children's gloves is recommended that if we have gym and they're touching equipment, that they wear gloves. So we have all that. They said most recently they will give all the adults face shields. That has not come in yet. we will see. I do not know if they're going to send face shields for children. Our teachers did put in for, Amazon had this giveaway where if you apply, you get face masks in quantities of 30, 50 to 180. All my teachers applied, but we do think it's a hoax. So we might not have face shields for your children. And if they come in, we will give it to you and let you take it home. You decide whether you want your child to use it or not. Right now, the only thing we're requiring is a face mask. Plexiglass dividers, polycarbonate dividers. I have been fighting with space planning. We have set aside money to purchase dividers for each student. For some reason, they stopped the order and they don't want us to spend money on that. I am still battling them on it. And, you know, realistically, the 6 feet apart and the mask is good enough. But even for visual security, for the teachers in the building and for the families, I wanted to buy it. I didn't think it was a waste of money. So that is an ongoing battle. I think that's where we're up to. They are sending a lot of supplies. We got the electrostatic pack to spray down the equipment and the classrooms. We also have that we purchased on our own a fogger. So the difference is with the spray, we do that at night because it needs to be dried overnight. With the fogger, we could do a quick cleanup because what it does, it sprays fine mist to disinfect. That dries very quickly. So I think that would be it for the PPE that they're sending into the building. And they said that at any point, if we feel that it's not enough, to email them and they will send it to us right away.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. Okay. 所以有关于那些材料的话呢，就是每一个我们有教育局呢有提供学校呢大概900个口罩，大人跟小朋友的口罩，而且呢每一个教室呢他们都会有一个洗手，就是洗手台。然后这个洗手台呢会是在教室里面的门口那里。然后呢他们教育局呢有指定到底要放在哪一个地方，所以我们的那个学校的那个负责人呢，他现在要去把那些洗手台呢全部都安装进每一个教室里面。而且呢我们在学校的门口进门大门那里呢也会有那个洗手台的。而且呢每一个小朋友在他们的桌子里面呢都有一个小小的不需要那个水的洗手液来给他们呢有时候清理的。然后手套也有，每一个小朋友呢他们去体育教室的时候呢，体育课的时候呢，他们都会有发给他们一个手套，这样子呢，他们用完了以后呢，就可以把手套丢掉了。OK， 还有呢，每一个小朋友呢，他们教育局说呢，他们有就是说给大人一些面罩，然后呢，我们到现在还没有就是还没有收到这些面罩。小朋友呢，在 Amazon 的时候，他们有一个就是好像特别的，就是可以让老师去让人去拿，就是免费的拿那些小朋友的面罩的。可是呢我们觉得它不是真的，是假的。然后呢如果他们有进来的话呢，我们会发给你，让你决定要不要给你小朋友戴。然后呢还有呢就是我们学校呢想买一个就是分隔线，这样子把除了那个口罩跟六尺的那个社交距离以外呢，我们还想买一些分隔线，让小朋友呢可以在就是更加分开。可是教育局不批，他说呢只要六尺的社交距离呢跟戴口罩呢就已经足够了。 OK， 然后我们还有呢就是他们就是清洁教室里面的那些仪器呢已经都来了，而且我们也特别购买了一个专门是喷雾气机，里面呢他们因为他们喷出来的雾气机呢他们的那些水呢是可以马上的干掉，所以是比较好用一点，学校也有购买那一些。然后呢他们也有跟我们讲，教育局说呢如果你任何有关于就是个人健康安全或者是保障小朋友安全的仪器不够的话呢，我们可以电邮给他，所以那个我们还是可以去问他们再拿多一点。
OK， I'm going to talk about the meals. Breakfast will be grab and go at every entrance that we will be using. They will be breakfast bags. If your child wants to eat breakfast, they grab a bag and they eat in the classroom. If they don't want, they can just walk right in. Lunch will be eaten in the classroom. It will be cold lunch. There's no way to realistically serve hot lunch. They'll get an assortment of sandwiches that they can select from. Peanut butter jelly, cheese sandwich. There'll be some sort of meat like chicken, a chicken sandwich. There's always fruit and there'll be a drink. If your child does not want school lunch, you are more than welcome to send them to school with lunch. What will happen when they come into the class is each child will get a big Ziploc bag. They will take their belongings and put it in the bag, including their lunch. When it's lunchtime, they take their lunch out, they eat, and when they're done, it goes back in the bag. Each child will have their own so that the items stay contained. We are also part of the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. This is usually a grant that we have to apply for this year. They decided everybody that was on the grant last year will be renewed this year automatically because of the crisis. So starting in October, your child will have either fresh fruit or vegetable for snack midday. So if they have a late lunch, they have it early. If they have an early lunch, they have it later. ICT classes.
Can I translate that first?
I'm so sorry.
Okay, 然后有关于就是每天的餐具餐午餐跟早餐呢，就是早餐呢会是你拿了就走了。如果你的小朋友想吃早餐的话，每一个路口呢都会有一包一包的早餐给他们拿了就上去他的教室吃。如果他们不要的话，他们可以不拿。然后午餐呢也是我们只可以备那些冷食啊，因为呢我们现在呢是不可以煮任何的热食给他们吃，所以他们午餐呢会吃，大多数会吃三明治。OK， 如果你想给他们吃其他的东西呢，你是可以给他自备午餐的。还有呢，就是每一个小朋友进学校的时候呢，他们都会把他所有的东西呢都是放去一个很大的塑胶袋里面，然后那个呢袋子呢会就是早上来的时候放进去，然后直到他放学的他可以拿出来，把里面的东西拿出来，然后把所有的东西呢放进书包里面就带走了。 OK， 还有呢我们学校呢是有一个新鲜蔬果跟蔬菜的那个计划，因为呢我们以前呢都已经有这一个，就是有这些给小朋友，然后呢因为呢这个新型冠状这个情况呢，我们不需要再写任何的赠款了，他就自自然然的批给我们了。所以从十月份开始呢，你的小朋友呢一天呢会有一个新鲜蔬果或者是蔬菜吃的。如果他早午餐呢是早很早吃午餐的话，他的那个新鲜蔬果跟那个蔬菜呢就会到下午那时候吃一点小吃，然后如果他是吃午餐的话呢，他就会早一点吃那个新鲜蔬菜跟蔬果。
Okay, ICT classes, those are my co-teaching classes. We currently plan to put them up. All my ICT teachers are duly certified. They are licensed in special education and for general education. They will be planning, both teachers will be planning together every day for half an hour, and they will split up. We will be splitting up the class and splitting up the assignments. ICT means is one of the least restrictive environments for my students with the individualized educational plan. What you will be seeing is a form of parallel teaching where they plan together to meet the needs of all the students and they each take a small group. If anybody needs clarification, they can email me and I will go more deeply into that. But rest assured, we have very good teachers at PS 42. We plan to utilize all of them. Even the teachers on remote that have medical accommodations. We plan as a grade. So all my first grade teachers follow the same curriculum. In reading, writing, science, social studies, and math. This is across the grades. At no point do they plan independently. They might plan independently to meet the needs of the children in their class, but content-wise, they plan together and they plan ensuring that they have all the New York State standards. Hui Ling?
Okay, 然后呢，有关于合作班呢，校长在讲呢。Okay, 合作班里面本来是有两个老师的，然后呢，因为呢，我们的学校的老师呢，不管是特别教育计划的老师呢，还是就是普通的老师呢，我们都有两个牌照的，所以呢，我们呢就会把他们分开的。然后呢，他们每天早上呢都会就是规划他们一天要教什么东西。然后呢，他们在规划的时候呢，就好像他们在教室里面呢是教平行教学，教的都是一样的东西。然后呢，我们学校呢是每一个年级的所有的老师呢都是教同样的东西的，不管课程是什么。我们的课程标准啊，跟所有的考试啊，跟所有教学的材料全部都是一致的。唯一不同的呢，就是他们有些学生呢，如果需要一些就是小小的变化呢，老师会在那一方面会改进的。可是呢，所有的东西呢都是一致的，所以你不需要担心。
Okay, I'm gonna stop because that's a lot of information. We will be having a lot more of these town halls once I get concrete information. I want to spend some time and go down the questions. Hui Ling, if you can just share that.
校长说呢，刚刚呢，我们有给了你很多信息，那我们呢，以后呢，也会有很多这些会议。如果每当我们有新的信息呢，我们都会通知家长开这些会议的。然后现在呢，我们校长想在那个现在开始回答家长的问题。所以如果你有任何的问题的话呢，你可以在留言方面那里呢去把你的问题打进去，不管是什么语言，我们都会有人帮你翻译。
Okay, the first question is what date does school start? And I think one of our daddies answered it, but I'm going to answer it again. School is starting September 10th.
Okay, 有一个家长问呢，学校几时开始？然后我们再讲一次。一个家长他回答了，可是校长说他还是想再回答一次。九月十号是第一天上学。
Okay, how will I notify you? I know some families took a break from school connects during the summer. We will use School Connects to notify you. For the new families, we will post it on the website so that you know whether you're in group A or group B. And we'll have the schedule up there. So don't worry. If you don't know, just email us. We will let you know. We are always accessible via email. Okay?
Okay. 然后这个小朋友问呢，我们怎么样通知家长们？然后呢，我们学校有一个 APP， 我们通常会通过这个 APP 通知家长。如果你不是我们在学，你是我们的新的家长的话呢，你可以通过我们学校的网站呢去搜索一些资料。如果你星期四还没有收到任何的资讯的话呢，你可以电邮我们，我们会通常都会很尽快的回答你的电邮。
Okay. For the students on remote learning, they don't have to worry about group A or group B. They will have their own schedule. We can't talk about that yet. Not that we don't want to. We didn't get any guidance yet.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，说学生呢，他是如果是选择100%的远程学习的话呢，他需不需要回来上学？然后呢，我们现在呢是没有任何信息有关于远程学习的。现在说的那些信息呢，是有关于回来上学的。到时候你会知道你是分哪一个组的。如果你不是回来上学，你不需要担心。
Okay, Laneska, I see your question. We are doing our best to make sure that it's our teacher doing remote also. It's a lot of scheduling on our part, and it's a lot of scheduling on the teacher's part, but we are hoping 100%, whether you are remote or whether you come in for blended learning, it will be our teachers, which will include the four subs. The subs have been with us planning all along. We made sure they're in the loop. They know how to use the programs. So don't worry. And your children definitely have met the subs during the spring remote learning. Okay?
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说是不是已经确定了说是我们自己的学校老师教远程学习的？校长说呢，我们是尽量的用我们自己学校的老师，而且是包括呢那四个代课老师的，因为那些代课老师呢已经跟我们学校的老师呢有就是开始规划，而且他们也有联系呢，是有关于怎么样教这些学生的。
Okay, Jason Du's mommy. Yeah, we will not tell you your child's classmates, only because of privacy issues. It won't be on the letter, but you can definitely ask Jason and he'll tell you. So don't worry.
Okay, 然后这个家长问呢，是说我们会不会拿到他，就是他的朋友，就是就是其他学生的那个名字。然后呢，我们因为呢是基于安全跟私人的原因，我们不可以提供那些资料的。可是你可以问其他小朋友。
Miss Chan 啊，我所以问妈咪啊，咁你远程嗰啲喺屋企100%远程学习嗰啲，九月十号系咪
一样开学噶？ Okay, Zoe, mommy, I'll answer that. Zoe's mom asks, when does the remote learning start school? September 10th also. September 10th also. Okay, Zoe's mommy.
9月10号啊，又系9月10号。
咁我系咪用翻佢哋教育局俾嗰个 iPad 用得噶啦？
系啊，系啊。你要等我哋清晒呢啲 question 先啦 ，OK？ Now, what time should remote students start their day? It would be a great idea to start at 8:30, but honestly, the way the DOE has set it up is that it will be like 15-minute intervals where there's live teaching, because it's really hard for the students to stay on longer than that, and it depends on the grade band. But when you get the schedule, you'll know. So, you know, we're waiting for guidance on that.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说如果你是选择100%的远程教学习的话呢，你应该几时开始上学？然后校长说呢，最好就是8:30开始上学了。可是呢，我们呢还需要等教育局呢，他因为呢每一个小朋友呢，他有可能就是你也不可以让小朋友坐在荧幕上太久时间，他们的时间就大概15分钟而已。所以呢，也要就是说也要看一看。然后我们现在还是在等教育局呢，他们给我们更进一步的指令才可以知道。
Okay, I skipped the question about permit for street closure. I don't know if I'm able to get the permit yet. They're fighting it out. A lot of people are involved, Community Board 3. I'm not Community Board 2. I realize that, but thank you to Mr. Rennie, who's on this call here, because I see him. Community Board 3 is on top of it. I think it went up to the mayoral level. There's really no policy for open streets for schools, so they're working that out. I don't know. My hope is still to close Orchard and Hester 1 hour at the start of the day, 1 hour at the end of the day, so families can be socially distant while we dismiss. But all the schools that apply, all of us, we're waiting for a response.
Okay, 然后这个家长问呢，是我们有没有任何的许可证呢，是可以把那个街给关掉的。然后校长说呢，他已经电邮了所有相关的人员，然后我们到现在呢还没有拿到正确的答案，因为他们也不知道。OK， 还有呢，就是我们希望呢可以把那个 Orchard 街跟 Hester 街呢，在上学一个小时跟放学一个小时呢，在这一个小时以内呢，我们可以把那个街给关掉，这样子呢，家长可以。接小朋友，安全的接小朋友，而且呢也可以有社交距离。
Okay, so I'm gonna go quickly, Huiling, because it's a lot of messages. Miss Du, you have to ask what's the app? Is School Connects, I think.
I think that was about when
the temperature.
Getting the temperature checks.
Oh, don't worry. Okay, the temperature app, if they do decide to go that way, the DOE will inform us.
OK， 这个妈妈问呢，想说是教育局呢，到底是哪一个 app 让你可以量那个体温，而且要写下来给我们看。然后我们现在呢，如果教育局他要做这个东西的话呢，他会给我们更进一步的指令，我们会让家长知道。
OK， will K be full day from this? We're waiting for guidance on that. I don't know yet. The DOE usually informs us, and the minute we find out, we'll let you know.
OK， 这个家长问呢，说幼稚园的第一天是不是读一整天的？然后呢，我们到现在呢还在等教育局的指令。我们知道了以后呢，我们会跟家长讲。
OK， so will I send a schedule for students who have remote learning at home? Once we establish the remote learning schedule, we'll definitely send it to you. that might be really close to the start date. Will I deliver the school supplies? Well, I spent the summer delivering iPads. We will probably schedule time for you to come in and pick up. We are figuring that out. If you are not in New York, we will figure out how to ship it to you.
OK, 然后呢这个家长问呢说这个时百分之百远程学习学生的时间表呢会不会寄给他们。然后呢校长说呢我们呢现在还不知道远程学习的时间表是什么。可是我每当我们知道的时候呢我们一定会通知你们的。还有呢这个家长问呢说所有的材料呢是不是我们送去给你们的。我们校长说呢我们大概会去跟你约时间让你进来学校里面拿那些材料 OK 如果你不在你不在纽约州里面的话呢我们去想其他的方法可能把这些材料寄给你
OK The next question will concerns additional janitorial staff No, they're not giving my custodial engineer extra money but the the electromagnetic static did I say that right? The electromagnetic static pack, it's a backpack, but it can do a room in a matter of minutes. So don't worry. We have a very diligent and quick staff.
Okay, 然后呢这个家长问呢说我们学校里面的保管人的那些人员呢会不会增加然后呢而且呢我们怎么样是确定说就是每一个教室里面呢都会清理就是消毒消得很干净。然后呢每一个我们的他们呢没有新的保管人就是没有新的人员可是呢他每一个就是每一个学校里面呢都有一个就是那个电器的喷雾器呢去消毒每一个教室的那些喷雾器呢是消毒很快所以呢就用那些就可以保障学校里面的地方呢是干净的。
Okay, the next question is learning children get...We're working on that. Our hope is to be able to. Third Street Music School is supporting us. We're making no promises, but the aim is to get violins for the students and remote learning also.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，如果你是百分之百选择远程学习的学生的话呢，你是不是可以呢拿一架小提琴呢在家里学习的？然后呢，我们现在呢是跟第三阶的音乐学校那里呢去联系的。我们想。这个样子做，可是呢，我们不保证一定可以给每个小朋友一个小提琴在家里学习。
Okay, how will assessments get controlled at home for remote learning? We're figuring that out. A lot of it will be written responses. We are also purchasing several programs that will support the blended learning when it's at home. And for the remote learning students, we're looking into Imagine Learning and iReady. We have Myon News, our math program. We already have the digital version. We're going to figure that out. But like, don't worry. When we give these assessments, we will inform the families.
Okay, 这个家长问呢说考试呢如果是考试的话呢那那些选择百分之百的远程教学呢我们怎么样去控制这一些考试的然后呢应该是老师呢会要求他们写一些作文写文章来看一看他们呢到底学习了多少而且呢学校也有买很多那些阅读的 APP 来给小朋友呢在那一方面就是考试的那一方面我们希望在那就是通过这些 APP 呢可以更加知道你小朋友的情况在哪里。
Okay, can children wear face masks that parents buy clear? Yes, they can, if your child's willing to keep it on.
Okay, 这个家长问呢小朋友可不可以买就是家长自己在家里买的那些口罩。然后呢校长说可以的只要你的小朋友呢把口罩放在嘴巴里面就放在脸上就可以了。
Okay.What if every student, don't worry, we are coming up with a bathroom schedule. It will not be random. We will definitely offer enough time slots for your child to use the bathroom. It will be monitored so that it can be cleaned. We're working on a schedule.
Okay, 这个家长问有关于厕所的时间表。每一个教室里面呢，他们都会有一个上厕所的时间，而且呢，我们会给他指定的时间，让他有足够的时间用厕所。然后呢，用完厕所以后呢，我们就会有人去清理。
Oh, please read the full question before I answer. Whoops, that was Ms. Lipsky. Sorry if I'm skipping around.
For the recording, I imagine it's going to be hard for folks to...
Oh, yes. Is there any way we could save the chat?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll reorder questions. To the Ricardas family and Ms. Action and Mr. Hudson, thank you so much for the kind words. We're doing our best. Okay, next one. How do you contact your sixth grade school? Oh, okay. If this is about middle school, don't worry. We're all figuring it out. I know there's a question about tours. I do not believe that they will have in-person tours. They might have virtual tours. We will contact you. Ms. Rachel Yipler is wonderful. I believe that we took a list of schools that all the fourth grade families wanted at the in our first fourth grade meeting. We still have that list. But whatever they have, we will make sure we share with you in a timely manner. And this question is about middle school.
Okay. 这个家长问有关于中学的资料，然后呢，中学呢，如果你是问有关于去参观那个学校的话呢，他们有可能呢会就是说，现在所有的东西都是在网上，他们有一个影片给你们看的 ，OK， 有关于他的学校的。然后呢，我们学校里面的那个辅导人员呢，他如果你的小朋友在四年级呢，他已经有你的联系资料呢，他会更进一步的。去帮助你有关于学习中学选择中学的学校。
May, that question, May, that question was from a former fifth grader who is going into sixth grade. I think the answer is more like check your middle school website and or email staff there.
Yeah, check the middle school website. My children are being very noisy right now. I'm going to kill them. Anyhow.
Okay, 小南的妈妈，如果你想知道有关于六年级，你的小朋友已经去六年级，你要去检查他新的学校的网站，看看他们有没有新的资讯给你。
You could just bring it to Gong Gong and plug it in. Sorry. Is there an annual schedule available yet? Holidays? No, I'm sorry. Like the minute we have it, we'll post it. There is no annual schedule.
OK， 这个家长想问呢，有没有那个教育局呢？他每一年都有那些日历呢，给所有家长跟老师的。今年到目前为止，那个日历还没有出来。
OK， Annabelle Zhang's new iPad. OK， Annabelle Zhang， mommy, daddy, or grandma, someone will call you if not today, tomorrow. OK。
OK， Annabella 的妈妈问她的 iPad WiFi 不行。可以帮他吗？然后我们明天或者是今天会有人打电话给你，帮协助你把这个问题搞定。
Okay, the next one is, if we need to change from blended to remote after 1 month in school, how do we opt to remote? Okay, if you have blended, you can opt for remote anytime. You don't even have to wait a month. So, what, So let's say after the first week, you really feel that you're not comfortable sending your child in the building, just let us know and you can opt for remote. And we will figure out how to get you onto the remote learning.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说如果你是选择回来混合学习的话呢，可是一个月以后呢，你决定了要百分之百的远程学习，应该要怎么样做？然后校长说呢，其实你不需要等一个月的，如果你经过一个星期，你觉得不安全啊，或者是不管是什么原因的话呢，你想改变你的主意，你随时都可以改变主意。然后呢，你只要跟我们讲，然后我们就会做安排，帮你安排好。
Okay, oh, Rennie, thank you for posting that link. The next one, when will we receive the pre-K transition schedule that outlines the first 2 weeks? We're working on it. The pre-K teachers are meeting with me, and we also have several meetings just for pre-K. Once we firm everything up with the DOE and what we need to do for pre-K, we'll post the schedule.
OK， 这个家长问呢，说有关于就是那个学前班 Pre-K 的小朋友呢，那些错开表的时间表呢，是几时可以发放出来的？校长说呢，我们所有的学前班的老师呢，跟校长呢，都很在努力的去写一个时间表给所有的给你们。然后呢，我们必须要通过教育局的那个就是他们通过了以后，我们才可以就是发放给家长的。
Oh my God, my children drive me crazy. I don't know. Use the one that's there. Anyhow. Okay. Hi, Jason's mom. Yeah, you know what? We applied already to the DOT. They might be sending us a new link on the Principal's Digest. I will look and I will reapply if I have to. But I know I have two applications in already. But I will double check. And thank you for the heads up.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Do you want me to translate that?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, 这个家长呢，他说呢，如果你学校呢，他们有那些户外的课程的话呢，他们是可以呢申请那个把那个接关掉的。然后呢，他们有一些表格呢是可以填去把那些就是把接关掉的。然后校长说呢，他已经填了表格了，所以呢，我们现在等他们的通知。
Okay, What was the next? What's the next question?
Okay, so Beja's mom wants to know how many students have opted in for blended learning.
About 200. A little over.
Okay. Beja 的妈妈，校长说呢，有200多个学生呢是选择回来混合上学的。
Okay, so Annabelle's question, if my child is in group A on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, week one, is he not in school? Thursday, Friday, he will be on remote learning. And he'll be doing work that we will assign him. So
okay.
If your child's in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they will have assignments and there will also be some live sessions.
Okay. 这个家长问呢，如果他是在 A 组里面呢，星期一、星期二、星期三呢，在一个星期里面上学，然后是不是代表他星期四、星期五是去做远程学习的？答案是对的。然后呢，他星期四、星期五呢会做远程学习呢，然后老师呢会给一些就是家庭作业给他们做啊，然后在那个时间呢，老师也会就是给他安排一些就是视频会议给他参加的。
Okay, I hope that answers that question. Is both A and B? No. September 10th will be A. A, A, A. No?
No, B.
B? Oh, sorry. What
is it? Thursday?
It's a Thursday. Sorry. Sorry, sorry. I'm horrible with dates. Yes. So on September 10th, B will go in. It's a Thursday, so it'll be B, B.
Okay.然后这个家长问呢，说九月十号开学是不是 A 组跟 B 组两组同一天上学？答案是不是的，只有 B 组可以上学，因为是星期四，星期四是 B 组上学。
Miss Chan 啊 ，Miss Chan，
周伟妈咪 ，get away，
你等个真心呢，周伟妈咪，
周伟妈咪等一阵 ，OK？ Just to confirm, week of September 10th will operate on week one schedule, meaning the following week group A goes 2 days and group B 3 days. Yes.Yes, you are right. So September 10th, Thursday, Friday will be BB, and then the following week it will be AA, BBB.
Right, meaning September 10th, although it's a Thursday, that's considered week one. So the following Monday, although it's the first Monday, that's week two. But
okay.
We will give you calendars, full calendars
with
label days.
Yeah, we're going to get calendars and we will label it.
OK， 然后这个家长想确定一下，说9月10号呢是星期四，对不对？然后星期四呢是已经属于第一个星期了，所以第一个星期呢就是B 组呢会上星期四、星期五，然后下一个整个礼拜呢就是变成第二个星期，那 A 组呢就会上星期一、星期二 ，B 组就会上三四五。我们会有呢更详细的日历呢去颁发给。去给所有的家长，让你们知道你的小朋友到底是几时上学的。
Miss Chan 啊 ，Miss Chan， 我想问
你。妈咪，等一阵啊 ，Don't worry。OK， The next question, pre-K, the pre-K student has an IEP. Is there still an IEP on the first grade? Whatever your child has on their IEP will be continued until the next grade. IEP okay. have not changed because we have not been able to meet.
Okay, 如果你的这个家长想问说，如果你的小朋友有个人教育计划的话呢，那那个是不是会持续在一年级的？个人教育计划呢，它是不会改变的。如果你幼稚园里面有个人教育计划的话呢，你一年级也会有这个个人教育计划。
Okay, Zoe, mommy.
我想问，如果系remote study learning， 你会唔会再有 meeting 啊
？Yes. Okay, Zoe's mother asks if.We get more information about remote learning when we have a meeting. Yes, we will have a meeting for the remote learning students. Okay, Zoe, mommy.
我仲想问咁系咪一样用嗰个电脑喺屋企都系上课时间都系八点半到两点啊？
Okay, mom. Zoe's mom asks, "Is it from 8:30 to 2 o'clock?"
If you're doing remote learning, 100%.
Remote learning, Zoe, mommy. Yeah, 系八点半到两点，不过你要跟住个 schedule， 佢会安排时间咧，等你先生会同 Zoe 同埋几个细路仔meet
做视频。
Okay.
做视频。
So I share with Zoe's mom in my horrible Cantonese that.Even on remote learning, there will be a schedule because teachers will be scheduling live sessions with the students. And you will get that schedule once we have more information.
Okay, Zoe 的妈妈问呢，说如果是远程学习的话呢，是不是有一个时间表的？那远程学习上面呢，会有一个时间表，那个时间表里面呢，会包括几时呢？你的小朋友呢，是跟老师呢做视频会议的。
Okay. Can you read Tiffany Hu?
Oh, what is an IEP again?
Oh, individualized educational plan. Yo, that's your territory, Hu Ling. Can you say that in Chinese?
Okay.妈妈个人教育计划方案呢，就是每一个小朋友呢，他有指定的就是如果他在学习方面有出了一点点问题呢，是经过评估以后呢，他们会有一个个人教育方案的。所以我们那个个人教育方案呢，不是每个小朋友都有的。
Okay.
系啊，Miss Chan 啊，我个女有Zoe 又系有 IEP 嘅，咁佢又系都系一样，今年都有 IEP 啦，喂。
Yes.Yes. So Zoe asked, her child has an IEP. Does that, will she have an IEP this year? And the answer is yes. Everything, all services remain the same. Okay.
May I have a handful of questions that came in one-on-one. The first is, have we considered or what was the answer to live streaming from the classroom for the folks that are at home?
Okay, we are still working on that. We are waiting for clarification from the UFT. In many cases, my teachers have indicated that they don't mind. We just don't know how to do it without showing the students' face. We're gonna figure that out. Okay, Huiling.
Okay, 然后这个家长想问呢，有关于放一个那个视频的那个仪器呢，在教室里面，老师教的时候呢，在家里100%远程学习的小朋友呢，也可以看得到。然后现在呢，我们还没有明确的指令 ，OK？ 因为呢，我们要通过老师的工会，而且呢，虽然我们的老师呢，他们不介意，可是基于私人的就是有关于私人的问题呢，所以呢，我们现在不知道到底怎么样呢，不去显示小朋友的脸，你懂吗？
Okay, I'm going to answer Amaya and this is Sam's question. Is that okay, Olga?
Sure, then come back to me. I have a few
Okay, well, okay. So I'll repeat it again. Mommy asked what it looks like the days that the child is not in the class. So let's say your child's in group A. A, they're in the class. Thursday, Friday, they will be remote learning. They will have assignments.To complete, and there will be sessions where the teachers will go live for live teaching. It'll probably be in 15-minute increments. We are working out the scheduling for that.
Okay, 这个家长想问呢，说 ，OK， 我们可不可以详细的一点解释给这个家长听呢？如果小朋友在就是星，如果在 A 组里面星期四、星期五没有上学，在那上学那一在那两天，他们会做一些什么事情？然后呢，他们会做一些家庭作业啊，或者是老师给的一些作业，而且呢，我们也会老师呢也会安排15分钟，大概15分钟的视频会议，跟小朋友就是说沟通一下。
Okay, how many days a week for remote learning? Okay, so if you're talking about being in group A and group B, it's in two weeks, you will have 5 days in the building, 5 days on remote learning. Okay, I hope that, does that make sense?
Okay, 这个家长想问呢，到底多少天呢是远程学习的？然后呢，如果我们是按照 A 跟 B 组，对不对？在十天以内，有5天是来学校上学的，另外5天呢就在家里做远程学习。正确的时间表呢，就是是 Miss Lucy 刚刚我们的副校长刚刚给你看的那个模型。
Okay. So, Miss Lipsky, your turn.
Okay. The next question is about. Sorry. The next question is about families that already selected 100% remote. Can they right now go back into blended?
I don't think so.
The answer is no, for sure. I did check. The first quarter will end mid-November. So at the end of October, we'll be asking everybody that's on remote to see if they want to come back in. And then that'll start in the middle of November.
Okay, Miss...
Okay. 然后有一个家长问呢，说如果你现在选择了100%的远程学习，可是你改变主意了，想做混合学习呢，你可不可以把那个选择改变的？答案是不可以 ，OK？ 因为呢，你必须要等11月份那个调查表重新出来的时候，你才可以再换回去。到目前为止，你是不可以转换。
Okay.
Same time, the question just came in again. But if you did not choose full-time remote, you can go to full remote at any time. The reason for this is that for us on the school level, we have to make sure our numbers match for social distancing rules. So those that chose full-time remote, we can't get you to go back in until the quarter reopens, and then all our groupings may change in November. But if you are in the building and choose to go remote, then you can go that way at any time, because that doesn't affect us in the building. We'll match you up with remote teaching at home.
Okay, 刚刚那个家长问呢是为什么不可以就是说选择远程学习呢，把它反过来做混合学习，是因为呢我们必须要每一个教室里面呢，他们都要有社交距离，而且呢，我们必须要知道到底有多少学生回来，我们必须要规划一下一个教室里面有几个学生，而且呢，我们规划完了以后呢，所以你只可以等到11月份，所以11月份你可以重新再选择的时候，你可以选择混合回来上学，然后到时候呢，我们的组呢，好像现在是有 A 组跟 B 组，所以我们的组的方面呢，也可能会有所改变，因为呢。可能多一点学生会觉得回来上学，多一点去容纳多一点学生可以回来学校上学。
Okay, so I think that answers Lanesca's question. What about all at home? I think if you're on remote learning, how many days? That's 5 days a week from Monday to Friday. Does that answer your question, Nicholas's mom?
如果你选择100%的远程学习的话呢，你是每一天都要上学，一个星期上5天。
Okay, so the next question is from Nicholas's mom. What happens if a remote-only class starts getting more and more students? Is there a size limit? I'm not sure if there's a size limit. I know the union has set limits. I don't think you should have to worry.We plan to do it small group because it's not all day. It's impossible to do all day. So if we do increments throughout the day, we can keep it small. I hope that answers your question, Nicholas's mom.
OK， 所以这个家长想问呢，说如果你选择百分之百的远程学习呢，在那个教室里面呢，会不会越来越多的学生？然后呢，有没有一些学生限制？然后校长说他不太清楚有没有学生限制，可是如果呢是每一个小组里面呢都只有15分钟的视频会议的话呢，他们应该可以把那个小组呢不会那个。不需要一个限制，我们会把那个人数呢会尽量控制在小组那个人数方面。
Okay, so a statement from a mom, a question, why can't we force every person who enters the building to apply hand sanitizer? We are planning to, it just might be a little difficult. Let's see how it goes. We do have the hand sanitizers. You have to understand these are not adults, these are children. You can tell your child to, I can tell your child to, but if they walk right in and they don't want to, we can make sure they do it in the classroom. We will try our best.
OK, 这个家长问呢，为什么这些小朋友呢，进来学校的时候不可以先用 无水的洗手液呢，来把手清理干净。然后呢，我们可以跟小朋友，我们的门口是有，可是我们可以跟小朋友讲，你可以跟小朋友讲，可是呢，到底要不要放那个无水的洗手液在他们的手，去把手清理干净呢？小朋友他们自己呢，有时候也不会想做的，所以呢，我们会尽量叫他们去把手洗干净。不单就是说，如果他们上去教室的时候，老师也会建议他们去先洗手的。
OK，
所以在这方面你不需要担心。
Okay, Ms. Lipsky, you have more questions?
I have one other question. A parent asked, for eating time when children are taking off their face mask, can they provide their child the face shield to wear?
Yep, absolutely. Whatever you want, we will do our best to comply. We just have to, you know, make sure your child will comply. You know, we can't force them to put the face mask on, okay?
Face shield.
Huh?
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说如果他们把他的口罩呢拿掉以后呢，他们可不可以呢戴一个面罩来罩住自己的脸？然后呢，校长说可以的，只要你的小朋友呢，可以把那个面罩戴在脸上的话，他们是可以这个样子做的。
Okay, there's a question, Huiling, can you translate it?
Okay, so she just wants to know, right? Would blended learning and remote learning be taught by the same teacher?
We don't know yet. We are working on that. It might and it might not. So depending on the grade and the situation and how many teachers I have out, it might not be the same teacher, but rest assured, we are doing our best to make sure it's a teacher in the school and a teacher that is an expert on the grade. Okay?
Okay. 这位家长的问题呢是问一下说远程学习跟混合学习的老师是同一位吗？那校长说呢，我们会尽量的用我们学校的老师，然后呢，不管是我们学校的哪一位老师呢，他们都是非常的敬业的。
Okay, I think we're done with the questions.
Wait.
Oops.
Okay, Xiaonan's mom has a question in Chinese. It says,If it's remote, if they opt in for remote learning, do they have to report to school September 10th?
No, absolutely not. Don't worry.
Okay, 小南的妈妈，如果你是选择百分之百的远程学习的话，九月十号那一天你是不需要上学的。
Okay, will you get to meet and greet the teachers from a distance? I'm so sorry. The new normal is that you cannot come in the building. I think after, we can say hi to you from a distance, arrival and dismissal, you cannot come into the building. When we get, on the days maybe when your child is on remote, the days they're not in, you might, if you jump in a Zoom call or the live teaching, you might get to meet the teacher. And, you know, I feel really bad about that.The only ones that will get to meet the teacher are my pre-K families, because those are the only adults that the DOE is letting in the building.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说他们可不可以跟老师会面，并且跟老师打招呼？校长说呢，从一段距离呢，如果你们有站开一段距离是可以的。可是呢，到目前为止呢，教育局是不让任何的大人进来，任何人进来学校，除了 那个学前班的家长以外，其他的大人都不可以进来学校的。
Okay, what about on Zoom? We're gonna work on that. It's a definitely a good idea. You just have to give us time. The first 2 weeks will be a little crazy. We have to ensure that the students know the routine for safety, and for their protection. So, it will happen.
Okay. 然后呢，这个家长问呢，可不可以在视频上会面老师？我们会尽量的安排，可是呢，通常都不会是在学校开门的头一两个星期，因为我们必须要教学生怎么样安全的从一个地方去另外一个地方，而且去教导他们，所有关于常规在学校里面应该要怎么样做的事情。
Miss Chan， 我要问
Zoe 妈咪 ，OK，
等一阵 Zoe 妈咪。
So Nan's mom has a question.
Okay, so she wants to know that the answer is she does not have to go back to school if she opted in for 100% remote learning.
Yes, she does not have to go back to school.
Okay, 小南妈妈不需要上学。如果你选择100%的远程学习，你是不需要上学的。九月十号不需要上学。
Okay,
thank you.咁係咪就係打開嗰、那個嗰、那個 iPad 咁樣就可以上課啊？咁
Yes, we will email you. We will school connect you, Zoe, mommy. Don't worry, okay?
Okay.
Okay, don't worry. We won't forget you. Zongzi, daddy or mommy, how to classify kindergarten freshmen this year? I'm not sure of the question. They will be kindergarten students. If you are new to kindergarten, your child will still have to come in by themselves. Can someone call Zongzi's daddy to get clarification? Xiaonan's mom? And then we have to end the call because my laptop battery is about to die.
And okay, Xiaonan's mom wants to know, can the child remove their face mask once they arrive at the classroom? Or they have to keep it on?
Oh, the shield, the mask.
No, face mask.
Nope, they have to keep it on all day.
Okay, 口罩呢是必须。这个家长问呢，学生到教室后呢，是不是可以把口罩脱掉，还是不可以脱掉？
Okay.
教育局是不可以给任何的小朋友呢把口罩给脱掉的，所以必须要戴口罩。
Okay, don't worry. Everybody's concerned that the child won't keep it on. You have to remember, everybody will have a face mask on.Their teachers, their classmates, Ms. Slivsky, me. You know, I think once they see it, they will be very, very comfortable.
Okay, 不需要担心你的小朋友不戴口罩，是因为他会看到所有的人都戴口罩，所以他们也会戴口罩的。宗泽的爸爸，你的问题，你可以把自己静音打开，然后跟我们讲你的问题是什么吗？
Okay, so listen, everybody.Please, this is not the end of the meeting. We will, once we get more concrete information, we'll call another town hall. If you have any questions, please just email us. We can translate any language. Email us.
Okay. 校长说呢，如果你有任何其他的问题呢，不管你的语言是什么，你可以写一个电邮给校长，然后呢，我们会有人翻译给他听你的问题到底是什么，所以你不需要担心的。而且如果我们有任何新的资讯的话呢，我们会再开一次会议呢，去告诉所有家长呢最新的信息。今天的会议就到此为止了，谢谢你们参加。
Hello， 我有一个问题。
OK，
你讲。
Blandon 的妈咪，如果Blandon， 我们在家远程上课的，Blandon 现在是学前班，他上一年级，是不是也是这样，还是怎样？
OK， 你的问题是想问Blandon 他是选了100%远程教学，是吗？远程教学。
是。
OK。
So,
all right. So she wants to know. Okay, 你个问题再讲多次，唔好意思。
我个问题就系 Blandon， 我哋而家变咗系100%系远程上课嘅。但系 Blandon 佢而家系学前班，而家最叻上一年级， 佢系咪一样系咁八点半至到两点个时间，定系点咁
？Okay, so mommy opted for 100% remote learning. She wants to know the schedule for remote learning children.
Okay, tell her.
Is it the same thing as eight, like the blended students where they come in at 8:30, they leave at 2? Would that be the same schedule?
We'll let her know. We'll let her know. Like, we'll let all the remote learning know.
Okay, Brenda 嘅媽咪，我哋咧如果有進一步的資訊嘅話咧，我哋會通知你有關於100%嘅遠程教遠程學習嘅，好唔好？
哦好，但係你可唔可以 send 個 email 過去我哋嘅嗰度？然之後你可唔可以再 send 個你學校個 email 俾Brandon 嘅 daddy 嗰個 email 嗰度？
OK，我哋有任何資訊，
有任何問題，我哋可以發過去俾你哋。如果係資訊係乜嘢嘅，你可唔可以咁樣
？Tell her we'll send her the link to the website. All our emails are on it. We will school connect her. Just mommy wanted to make sure she has all our emails. Our emails on the site.
Okay, so Brenda, mommy, 我哋咧會通過我哋學校嘅 APP 咧，係發一個短信俾你嘅。咁咧，我哋會發俾你我哋學校嗰個網站。你去網站入邊咧，會睇到我哋所有喺42小學工作人員嘅 email。你可以由嗰度咧係 email 任何一個人噶。
Okay,
好。
我可以
Hello.
Oh. 係咪可以School Connect？你可唔可以用 School Connect 俾我啊
？Yes.
Sure. 我哋可以 School Connect 俾你咧，我哋學校嘅網站，
okay, 或者 email 俾我， okay. 或者 email 俾我都可以啊。
Okay. 好。Can you read Jason's mommy's question and then we'll end it?
Okay. So mommy wants to know, right, if they are in the classroom, right, can you, they request after lunch that they switch to a new mask? Can we, as school, provide them a new mask every day after lunch?
I don't know if we could provide them with a new mask every day after lunch. Let me just ask about that one. Like, I understand her concern. I just don't know if we could do it every day. The mask won't be dirty if they take it off when they eat. I don't know about that one. I know they're very generous with what they send, but not every day after.
Okay, Jason 的妈妈，我们呢是如果他有需要的话呢，我们是可以给他一个口罩。可是呢，我们不可以答应你说每一天吃完午餐的时候都给他一个新的口罩，因为我们可能也因为我们的供应量呢需要，就我们的供应量可能不足啊。所以呢，而且他的那个面罩呢，拿下来以后呢，是放在一个安全的地方，所以他的口罩应该是干净。
Okay. Hey, 你哋Miss Chana， 你哋大概会再会开嗰个 meeting 啊
？We'll have another meeting.
关于嗰个 remote learning meeting 啊
？Yes, yes.
会大概会几时会再开啊
？We don't. So she wants to know. Yeah.
Okay, Zoe, mommy, Just tell her that once we get more information, we will let her know. We have okay. to buy because I'm down to 31%.
Okay, Zoe, mommy, we if we have more information about remote learning, we will notify all the parents. We will hold a meeting. But when to open? We don't know yet because we don't know when the information will come out.
Zoe, mommy, Zoe, mommy, we'll still connect you. Don't worry.
所以媽咪，我哋會通過學校嘅 APP 咧，會寫短信俾你，因為校長佢嗰個電腦咧就嚟冇電啦，所以我哋要盡快完結呢個。
Mom wanted to know, will we contact her about remote learning? I promise all of you, the minute we have information, we will contact you. I have to end the meeting now. I miss all of you, and I hope to see you all soon. We will be in touch. Don't worry.
Okay, 校长说呢，他谢谢所有的家长参加这个会议，而且呢，他非常的想所有的家长，如果有任何一部新的资讯的话呢，我们会通知家长。
Okay, bye.
Bye, thank you.
Zoe, mommy.
Bye, thank you.